Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we are underway on a Saturday. That music means it's Tech Talk time. And if you want to talk computers, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program, 651-461-9226. That's 651-461-9226 if you're having computer problems, hardware, software, whatever. But we do know that there is a big one out there, and a few days ago, Microsoft ended official support for Windows 10. That happened on October 14th, meaning there'll be no more feature updates and new security updates will no longer be provided for free. To continue receiving security updates, you can either upgrade to Windows 11, we've talked about that, if your computer is capable, or you can enroll in the paid Extended Security Updates program for up to 1 year of additional security updates. So there you go. And Doug, good to visit with you today. Have you heard from anybody about Windows 10 to this point? Doug? All right. Apparently Doug's not there. Why don't we take a break and come right back, Lindsay. By the way, Lindsay Brown is our producer. Tech Talk underway. 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to him about 30 minutes ago, and we went to Doug, and he wasn't there. So, until we track down Doug, no tech talk today here on the program, and we certainly do apologize for that. But as soon as we get back together with Doug, once again, we were connected. We had a line established. It doesn't appear to be a technical problem. So, once again, as soon as we can get back together with Doug, we'll put him on the air and throw the numbers out there and get to all your calls and texts here on Tech Talk. But without Doug, no reason to proceed with Tech Talk until we're able to reconnect with him. All right, let's get you up to date on what is indeed going on in the world. You heard the news at 3 and just after 3 o'clock today, and there's a lot of sports going on. Of course, later on in the program, we'll have college football final, an abbreviated schedule today on the area scene. Certainly a full slate of games in the Big Ten and the top 25 and all of that. Gophers played on Friday night, but there is only one game in the Northern Sun today, and that is Southwest Minnesota State at Northern State, and they don't play until 4 o'clock today. Otherwise, everybody else in the league taking the week off, and they have extended the regular season. They're going to play now until the middle of November in the Northern Sun. Full slate of games in the MIAC today. We'll have scores and game reports on that. St. Olaf on the road to Bethel. St. John's up at Concordia. That's certainly a good matchup. Hamlin will travel to Carleton. St. Scholastica has a really long trip from Duluth down to Gustavus. And then it'll be Augsburg at McAllister, and all of those games are 1 o'clock starts. And once again, we'll have some game reports, all the scores coming up later on. And let's see if Doug's aboard. Doug, you there? He is not. It reconnected. But
weird.
We have not been able to reach Doug. One thing I did want to get into, Lindsay, I happened to be watching Gophers Huskers last night and didn't see the Major League game at all, because the inevitability of the Dodgers advancing to the World Series, well, it just felt that way, that, you know, the Brewers were down 3-0. But the Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-1 in advance to the World Series. So there is no surprise in all of that. None whatsoever. And then the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 6-2 in Seattle, up 3-2 in that series. So you look at the scoreboard and go, it went about the way I expected. The Blue Jays got back into the series. Seattle now a game away from going to their first ever World Series. But a deeper dive, and I didn't even really realize this until this morning, on the night Ohtani had for the Dodgers. He was a winning pitcher. 2-0 is ERA, 2.25. Ohtani hit a home run. And all in all, on the night, three at-bats, three runs, three hits, three RBI, and a walk. So the starter and the winner, and oh, by the way, Ohtani goes six, two hits, 10 strikeouts, three walks. And this was discussed this morning, Lindsay, and there have been great performances over the years in sports. You know, you think of Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, Tiger Woods at the Masters. I'm thinking golf here. Jack on the back nine in Augusta way back in 86. And then there's numerous examples in football and men's and women's hoops and so on and so forth. Just all-time great performances, particularly in a postseason or in a major, in a grand slam when it comes to tennis. The list would go on and on and on. But Ohtani's got to be right there. I mean, that is unbelievable. This guy, three hits, and yeah.
He did everything but fill up the water bottle, Steve.
Yeah.
He left that one thing off of his checklist. And it's been a while. I know that he hadn't pitched for most of this season. He was coming back from that injury. He was mostly just batting in that DH spot. And, you know, the great thing about teams like the Dodgers is that they're really only playing for the postseason, right? They know that they're going to get in, and so they want their guys to be at their full form, just like all teams do, but like Ohtani specifically. Like, can we get him to pitch in that big game? And it's so annoying to me, Steve, because he's an amazing player, but his contract situation really irks me. Really irks, like the deferred money thing, and I know that today is not the day for that conversation, but it irks me. And so what he was able to accomplish is amazing. The hockey comparison that comes to my mind first is Mark Stone scoring four goals in the Stanley Cup Final Game 5 for the Golden Knights to clinch their title over the Florida Panthers. I'd never seen anything like that before. I remember being in the stadium for that first goal, you go and you look back at the highlight, it's a nasty, nasty goal. But in terms of meeting the moment and then exceeding that with your performance, it's one of those that you don't think is ever going to be touched. And it certainly will be one of those memorable things, not just for people who are fans of the team, but just fans of the game of baseball in general.
Yeah. So just to clarify, Ohtani, three hits, all home runs in the first, in the fourth, and in the seventh. So a three home run game alone in a league championship series is, I mean, I remember Reggie hit three home runs in a game in the World Series. He forever wore the badge Mr. October.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani hit three home runs in the game in the win over the Brewers, and also was the winning pitcher and went six. It's got to be one of the all time greats.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get Doug. We're not sure what's going on here. Why don't we squeeze in another break right now and see if we can get Doug and get Tech Talk going. But I wanted to spend a moment on Ohtani. And whether or not you're a sports fan or a casual sports fan, that one last night, and I missed it because I was watching college football. But that's one for the books. That is pretty amazing. It is 3:20 here at News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got Doug locked and loaded for Tech Talk. I think we solved whatever we had going on, and we are back. And, you know, here's the thing, and this just goes to, we troubleshoot on the fly, and we have a link with Doug reestablished. Doug, good to visit with you on this Saturday. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I'm just glad that we're connected and everything seems to be okay. I don't know what was going on. I just don't know.
Yeah, and when in doubt, reboot. And I think we both did what we could on our ends and have you reconnected. I opened the show with this, and we'll circle back around to it as we get started on the show today, and that is Windows 10. So Microsoft ended support for Windows 10 on October 14th, just a few days ago, meaning there are no feature updates, no new security updates for free. You can sign up for their extended security updates program. You can give them some money, and that is good for a year. Or you can update to Windows 11 if your machine is capable. I want to start with this. Have you heard from people who've had any troubles so far with Windows 10?
No.
Okay.
Isn't that something? I was kind of hoping I'd go into a big, long story about that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I can tell you that there's a lot of them that are running Windows 10, and they're going, oh, am I going to be okay? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just remind people, you can sign up, give Microsoft some money, and get your security updates for another year if you so choose. If you want to update to 11, you can do that. If you want to continue to run Windows 10, Doug, what's the short list of people or what they should do to continue running Windows 10 without a problem?
Well, you know, number one would be to make absolutely certain that they've got a local account and they're not logging in to the Microsoft server. You got to kind of cut the ties. You can't be going over there and knocking on the door and saying, I want updates, because they're going to send you errors. They really are. That's probably the biggest thing in a nutshell. And I think that it would behoove people to have a commercial antivirus, anti-malware of some type. Bitdefender, Malwarebytes would be my first two choices. Just as a matter of going forward. Now, if they've got a relatively new HP, I would say contact HP and ask them if you are eligible to purchase Woof Security, because that's going to protect the computer all the way down to the bare metal. That's probably the best of all that solutions right there. But I would also remind people that, you know, don't be taken in by this. Your machine isn't good enough to have Windows 11. There's several articles on YouTube, and you can do this legally. You can buy a Windows 11 license a lot cheaper than a new computer. You really can. And you can download and install Windows X Lite, And it works perfect. I mean, it's just amazing how well it works. Actually, I think it runs better than the stock Windows, but that's my opinion. But there's no need to get excited, I don't think. I think a lot of this is, if you're a good user and you don't, you know, if you're not on the dark web searching for child porn and that kind of stuff, I think you're going to be just fine. I really do. I would think that if you're really concerned about security, check out Linux and create a dual boot. Keep your Windows and have Linux on the same drive. Make sure you back up all your files. You want copies before you start this stuff. And that way, if you're going to log into your bank or Amazon or eBay and you're going to do something financial, you just pop over and just jump into Linux. It's very simple. And I think that would be the way to go. And I would recommend Linux Mint. LinuxMintOS.com. And they're just wonderful. Again, probably take you half a day to get that thing set up and you're rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and Doug, when you mention updating to Windows 11, and if people have 10 right now and are wondering can they upgrade to 11, how do they go about that? How do you know if your computer is capable? Will Windows tell you?
Well, Microsoft has a tool that will gauge your machine, and if you fall into their realm, they'll say, sure, here you go. And that's actually quite smooth. Now, if you need to do something different and say you can't afford to buy a new computer, but you want to get to Windows 11, then you want to check out Windows X Lite. And I can send me an email and I'll send you the link and all that kind of stuff. It's very simple. But you definitely want to have copies of all your files, because the smartest way to do this is to strip your drive bare. I mean bare. Or you could just buy a new SSD drive for $20 and then just take your drive out. That way everything stays safe. Then you can create whatever you want to. But Windows, this X Lite, I really like this. This is just dynamite. And you can go to Google and just type in Windows space X-LITE, and it'll come up, guaranteed. And in fact, I got to tell you something, Steve. I've been using the Brave search engine lately. I really like it. They've come a long way in several years. And their AI... they've got an actual AI that you can say, okay, and you can ask it a question. It does a wonderful job. I'm really impressed with the Brave search engine. Truly impressed.
Yeah, and you've talked about that in the past, and we have brought it up on the show over the years in having multiple browsers. And a lot of people use Google Chrome, or they use Edge if they have a Windows machine. Firefox has been around a long time, but... you've been a big fan of Brave. I have not played with that browser at all, but it is another option, and you should. If you're having trouble in one browser, try another.
Absolutely. And I would actually explain Brave as, well, if you're using Chrome or Chromium, it's like Chrome on steroids, and it's much, much safer. And it's got that built-in ad blocker, and the more you work with it, the more you'll like it. I mean, it's just awesome. And now that they got their search engine happening, oh, I'm liking this even better. And I noticed they came out with another little product on the sideline I haven't had a chance to test, Brave Talk. I think that's going to be similar to the original Google Voice, and if that's the case, they're going to be an unstoppable power. I just really like that. I'm going to have to play with that next week.
And by the way, if you want to visit with Doug here on Tech Talk, you certainly are able. The number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk 830-WCCO. And let's go to that text line. On my Windows 11 laptop, I have Avast antivirus it's so annoying because it keeps popping up all the time telling me that I have other issues I need to resolve. For example, my firewall might be at risk, my bank account may be at risk, cookies may be tracking me, etc. It's trying to sell me additional add-ons. Is there an all-in-one product free to download that I can avoid this stuff?
Well, yeah, if you're looking for a free one, it would be Bitdefender. And that you don't get any of that annoyances. This has been going on now for several years with Avast, and I think it's going to harm them more than it's going to help them. It's marketing to the point to where it's nauseating. And that I just don't go for that. I really don't. Use Bitdefender. And it's just Bitdefender. Or you could go to Google or the Brave search and type in, where can I download the free version of Bitdefender? And it'll pop you right in. You do have to create an account. Do not worry. That's where they're going to keep your stats. And from time to time, they're going to encourage you to buy it. If you buy it, get the low level. Get the antivirus with internet protection. I think it's like $30 a year, something like that. But, you know, it amazes me, Steve. These companies, and they're all doing it. As soon as you buy, and it can't be 3 or 4 weeks later, you're going to start getting notifications, possibly a phone call, emails. Well, you know, you need to upgrade to this. You really don't. The first question out of my mouth, if I talk to them, they say, well, how come it was good 3 weeks ago and now it's not good enough? Maybe I should go buy something else. Oh, they changed their tune in a hurry. It's just, you know, you got bean counters that are screaming at these guys, you got to get that money in here, and they're right. But at the same time, can't just make people buy stuff out of fear when there's really nothing to fear. And there really is nothing to fear.
Yeah, and Doug, when it comes to that sort of thing, you know, and Avast, you know, beyond, you know, the upsell, is one of those where they've had generally a pretty good reputation over the years.
Oh, sure.
But you think about Norton antivirus has been around for a long time. McAfee, we've talked about on the program a lot. And they have been around a long time. But I think the concern with that is there's always the upsell. It seems to be, you know, a never-ending. They want more of your money.
Yeah, well, and, you know, in our world today, at least from my perspective, Steve, it's all this little nick. You know, $5 here, $10 there, $20 there. Well, pretty soon you're looking, you got, well, I'm putting out $1,000 a month, and I can't hardly keep up with the renewals. Yeah, it's just, just disgusting. I just wish that we could have something a little bit more fair and not quite so much greed. And I think a lot of it is greed-driven. But at the same time, I get it. I know that these people have to have the operating capital. I get that part. But you got to come up with something that isn't, you know, screwing up people's machines to get your dollars. And I see that happening too, and that bothers me. There's got to be a happy medium here somewhere. They got to lighten up on the little guy.
Doug, all right, if you're going to change, say, for instance, you're using Avast and you want to switch to Bitdefender, there's steps you need to take. You don't want to run them both.
No.
And you got to make sure you go about this in the right way. Take us through that, how you would remove, for instance, Avast and install Bitdefender.
Yeah, the first thing you're going to want to do, if you're going to do the free ones, especially if it's the free ones, I would go to Bitdefender and I would download the actual free program, but I would not install it. I would have the file sitting either in my downloads folder or even on my desktop. Doesn't matter. Once you've got that, I would also download antivirus removal tool, and that also is free. And then I would run that, and I would have that remove the Avast or whatever else you're fighting with first. Reboot your computer at least twice, and you don't have to do anything on it. Just make sure you reboot it and let it settle for a few minutes, and then reboot it again. Let it settle for a few minutes, and before you ever go on the internet, you fire that install program up and you configure your Bitdefender free program and you're good to go. If you take those steps, you're not going to have the confusion that a lot of people have. And I don't know if they programmed this intentional or if it just happens to be a coincidence that, well, you know, you put one antivirus on and the other one says, oh, that's going places it ain't supposed to. And they start fighting like a cat and a dog. And once that happens, neither one of them want to release because they think they're protecting you. I think that's what's happening. So, yeah, you got to be real cautious with this, in my opinion. But antivirus removal tool is available to all of us, and it is a wonderful program. Wait till you see that thing run. You probably will come up, it'll probably show you two or three antivirus programs that are laying in the background somewhere you didn't even know came from the factory. I've seen that numerous times. So just use good judgment, take your time, do a little research, but don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of here. It's a stupid machine like a calculator. You got to start thinking of them that way. And that's the way I work, Steve.
Yeah, for sure. 336 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, from our text line, trying to purchase the extended security updates for Windows 10, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
Well, so if they can't, is there another means to go about that? If people are just saying, look, I'm willing to spend the money, whatever it is, $30, $50, and they can't get through, then what?
I'm hearing that too. This is more common than what makes me comfortable. And I'm not certain what's going on. I think you could probably go to gethuman.com and find out how you could get a hold of a voice at Microsoft. That changes almost weekly now. But once you get a hold of somebody, they just say, well, I want to do this, but I can't. And if they're doing this intentionally, and I don't know for sure. I mean, I'm speculating, but I'm hearing this a lot. In my mind, they're setting themselves up for a huge class action lawsuit. I mean, you can't promise people something as, oh, no. Well, then their computers get screwed up because they were waiting for you to respond and sell them what you said you wanted to sell them. They may be getting slack from the hardware people. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know that there's a lot of politics going on with this, and it involves a lot of money. And anytime that happens, well, here we are.
Yeah,
it reminds me of...
I was just going to jump in and say I was able to go to support.microsoft.com, and it has links in there about the extended security updates program. And this is a Microsoft site, support.microsoft.com, and there's a link there. And as Doug pointed out, if you've tried that, and it doesn't work, then you're right. Get Human is a good one because you may be able to get somebody on the phone somewhere. But once again, good luck with that.
Yeah, and make sure you're not tripped out to some independent dealer or some independent online service that's going to take your... There's a lot of that going on, too. They get, well, we couldn't get to the phone, so we went to our approved vendors, and, well, here you go. And you might end up talking to somebody in India. Just not good. Just really not good. And I was hoping to see something on live.com, which is also a Microsoft URL, but there's nothing there about Windows. I will do some research on this week coming up, too.
Yeah, and we'll have more on it. This story isn't going to go away in the short term. We got started late today, and we apologize, but we're going to keep going here and get to as many calls and texts as we can. Here on Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart is in here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And you can reach us on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you call the studio, you'll visit with Lindsey Brown. If you text, that'll come right in to the studio itself, and we'll be able to put that on the air right away. My desktop isn't upgradable to Windows 11. I need to use my computer for general use and QuickBooks. Do you have a recommendation for a new computer? And I don't think we've ever recommended people go out and get a new computer. I don't think someone running Windows 10 and QuickBooks would need to get a new.
You wouldn't
computer
think so. No, and they really don't. Like I say, Windows X Lite would be my first choice. But again, I got to admit, Steve, the new computers today, if they've got a monitor and possibly a keyboard and a mouse and speakers, they can pick up a little mini computer that will take good care of them for $400. And it's an animal. And if they really step up, they could get an AMD Ryzen 9 for under $1,000. And that should be a machine that will last them forever. And these little minis, I swear, Steve, they're 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches by a little over 2 inches high. You could bolt it on the back of your monitor. They're just wonderful. And do some research. I think that Amazon is doing a good job of watching their vendors. But stay with a top vendor. You got to be a little bit concerned when you buy this, because it's just make sure you know what you're getting. And if you happen to buy another Windows machine, make certain you have the availability to get Windows Pro. Don't mess around with Windows Home or any other variation. They're going to come out with Windows Lite coming up here. Microsoft is real soon, which kind of scares me. And I've heard some flack about it on YouTubes and in the chat groups. I'm still a firm believer, if you're going to be in Windows, you definitely want Windows Pro. Especially if you're buying a new machine, because it's probably a $20, $30 add-on, and it's worth it all day long. That'd be my advice, but I wouldn't shy away from a new computer. If you want one, you can afford it. Yep. But I don't think that you should be forced to buy it. I think that you should be able to continue forward.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to machines per se, if someone was in the market, and that's ultimately what the person asked, if they want to go buy a new machine and just said, hey, I'm going to get a new Windows 11 machine, I use it for work, it's too important to me, I don't want to play games, I want to get the latest and greatest. What do you recommend hardware-wise if you're looking for a Windows laptop, desktop? I know you've talked a lot about HP over the years. Is that still mm-hmm. how you'd lean?
Yeah, and if you can get in the business line, that's better. You pay a little bit more, worth every penny. Big thing is if you want to go out and take a look at some of the compatibles, and there's a lot of them, you want a processor, and don't be dissuaded by the up to. I don't care what it's up to. You want a minimum of 2.5 gigahertz processing, and anything above that's gravy. 3 would be really good. 3.5 gigahertz minimum would be just wonderful. 4 gigahertz, which is available today and affordable, that's cream of the crop. That's what I run. And if I want to overclock it, I can get to 5.5 gigahertz in 2 mouse clicks. But I usually, not necessary. That would be the main thing. Next, absolute minimum, 8 gigs of RAM. If you can do 16 or 32, more power to you. Keep in mind, the more RAM you have, the longer it takes for your machine to boot. It's going to check all that memory every time you turn it on. But bare minimum, 8 gigs. 16 would be, I think, the best go-to. And 32, if you got some extra money or you're going to be running some real heavy graphics. But a normal business machine, you really shouldn't need to spend big dollars on a fancy video card. Now, if you're going to get into gaming or if you're going to get into desktop publishing, or CAD, that's a whole different program. But normally, you can just take one of these machines and pop it on your desk and plug it in, fire it up. Make sure you start with a local account, even an 11. If you have to go to YouTube and check out a couple of them to make sure you do it right, please do. You will do yourself a huge favor just with that. That says to Microsoft, hold on, back up a little bit here. I'm not interested in all this sales and telemetry and GPS and all that nonsense. I'm not interested in it. And people really should take the time to learn a little bit more about how we're giving up our freedom on the internet, because we are, and there's no getting away from it today. There really isn't. But that doesn't mean that you have to suffer. If you're using this for work, the simplest method would be to buy a new computer. It really would.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. Tech Talk, Doug Swindehart. And we still have time, 651-461-9226, for you to join the program. That is good for a call or text here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Tech Talk continues. Doug Swindehart in. By the way, our number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And let's go to Lawrence. Lawrence, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, sure.
This is a follow-up from a question last week for my Macintosh Microsoft Office. So I've got the desktop version, which they will not upgrade. I think it's version 16 or something like that, 2016. So I've got the subscription for 365. Doug, you warned me about Microsoft, quote-unquote, grabbing information if you use 365. So that's one of my concerns. Mm-hmm. But as I walk through this, do you know if I can keep both of those installed on my computer to test them out, or if I load?
You can. Yeah, well, they're both Microsoft. You can, but I gotta tell you, while you're playing around with this, do yourself a huge favor and go to LibreOffice.org. LibreOffice.org. And download the LibreOffice suite. And just go to Writer and open up a doc and take a look.
Is that available for the Macintosh as well?
Absolutely.
Or is it just internet-based?
Okay. No, you're going to download it and you're going to install it. And the only caveat is, as you install, it's going to come to a screen and ask you about defaults. I would select Writer to default open your docs. Now, there's certain docs that Office does that you might have to actually right-click on the file name and then select LibreWriter. And I think you're going to like what you see. And that's open source. And it's available for Unix, Linux, Windows, Mac. I think they even got an Android and an iOS version. But they just don't really push them. But try that first. I think that you're going to solve your problems in an hour.
Spell Libre?
Yeah, L-I-B-R-E. That's French for free. Libre. Some people call it Libra. I really don't know the proper pronunciation, but it's L-I-B-R-E, the word office, .org, like organization. And have fun. I think you'll be well worth your time.
Yeah, and it's been around a long time, Doug. This is not new, and it really is a good option for spreadsheets and word processing and all that sort of stuff. It really is a neat program.
Well, the thing to remember with Libre is you can open, edit, and save any Microsoft Office document. So when Microsoft was having people upgrade their whole suite because they couldn't open a document because somebody had a newer version, well, I'd go out to the business and we'd install LibreOffice, and sometimes they would open it up and then they would turn right around and save it in their version so they wouldn't have to even bother with a learning curve. I think that's kind of weird, but that didn't happen often, but it did. The big thing is it keeps you running, it keeps you on track, and it keeps your business flowing in a positive manner. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and I think there has been a tendency with Office where it's kind of like the same old thing. All right, we got a new product, and you need to upgrade, and we want you to store your stuff in the cloud, and it starts to get complicated. And then once again, what happens if I stop subscribing? Where does my stuff go? It starts to get weird, I think, with Office at times. All right, we do want to get to another caller. Tom, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hey, Doug and Steve, thank you for running this program. I have a two to three year old laptop, an HP laptop, and the frame around the screen cracked so that I had all sorts of funny fuzzy lines and basic black. I have a large monitor that I can connect it to when I'm working around my home office, but the computer, of course, is useless when I close it down. And so I'm.
I want you to give me a call next week, and I want to see if it's just a bezel. That's nothing. But give me a call next week, and you can get me your serial number, and I'll take a look at the unit. And it's very possible, even if you need a new display. I put a new display in for people, sometimes $70. They're really, if you give me enough time to buy one, it's just finding the right one at the right time. And was it a touchscreen, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Was it a touchscreen?
I can't remember, but I never touched it.
Yeah, that, well, that's probably a good thing. But, yeah, give me a call next week sometime. Tuesday be a good day. And we'll spend a little time on the phone and get this sorted out for you.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. And, yeah, that sort of stuff can be repaired.
Oh, sure.
And can be repaired inexpensively for sure.
Oh, generally, yes, absolutely. And HP is a big enough company to where I can almost guarantee that the parts are there.
Yeah.
If you got to go to HP or buy them from a direct OEM that supplies HP, then it's going to get expensive. But they don't have the amount of proprietary parts and components that many of the other distributors and manufacturers do. So it's it should be an easy thing to repair.
All right. And by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Let's squeeze in a couple of more if we can. And this, I think, is a good follow-up to what we've talked about earlier in the program. You're running Windows 10 or Windows 11 or even an older Windows machine. Folks, get Prevazor. We haven't talked about it on the program today. Prevazer, a must for Windows users.
You know, that's really something that we should mention when they're talking about updating, too.
Yeah.
Get Prevazor and run that first. If you're going to leave your files on your computer, let's do everything we can to make sure that it's a smooth transition. And Prevazor, every Windows machine should have Prevazor. Everyone.
Yeah, and that is a good reminder. And I also think as well, whenever you're going to do anything and you're considering, you know, making any sort of change, make sure you have copies of your files.
Mm-hmm.
And we've discussed recently how cheap external hard drives are. I mean, you can walk in to Target or Walmart or your favorite retailer or get one online wherever you shop. They're just good brands, quality brands, just dirt cheap.
Oh, no doubt about it. And, you know, and of course, Amazon makes it really so easy because it comes right to your house. If you don't like it, you return it free. I've never seen a restocking fee on anything that's technical. In fact, I'm just going to do a quick little deal here.
Right. But I think the easiest is the external hard drive. And
absolutely.
Then, of course, there's cloud storage, et cetera. But before you do anything major on your computer, I almost think you should stop first and say, hey, do I have the latest copy of my data? That should maybe be the first question you ask.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Well, this is interesting. Here's a Seagate portable. You're going to love this, Steve. 5 terabyte. 5 terabyte. $129.
Oh, well, and you
don't you love it?
Most people would never need that much storage.
Oh, my, no. No.
You know, 500 gigs is probably enough. 1 terabyte.
Oh,
more than enough.
Great plenty. So if you're, you know, if you're going to invest on that, yeah, you know, I wouldn't suggest that most people get anything bigger than a 2 terabyte.
Yeah.
Well, here's a 2 terabyte for $79.
Yeah.
How can you go wrong? And I do like Seagate, though, and you'll pay a little bit. You'll pay a premium for Seagate. Worth every penny. But I also like the SanDisk external drives. PNY, beautiful hard drives. There's a lot of them. There really is. Western Digital is always there, but you got to be kind of careful with WDs, I think. I haven't had the best luck with them over the years. I'd rather pay $10 more and have a drive I can be confident in.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a better job as far as reviews go when you buy anything like that. Make sure you take a little time and read some of the reviews. Very important. And check, you know, more than one site and read the reviews as well. Just take a little time, but an external hard drive, it's just very cheap insurance,
you know,
for your data.
And if they're in a hurry, Steve, we should remind them. Say that on Saturday they want to go and they want to do this. Say, well, run over to Micro Center and pick it up. They're right over in St. Louis Park. And you'll be surprised the prices that they have. They're doing great work. And they've got external hard drives on sale, I think, all the time. Well, here's a 1 terabit Seagate right here for $59. I'd buy that. That's a nice drive. It's 3.0 USB, so you don't have to worry about that thing wearing out. Or it's almost future-proof.
All right, Doug,
Seagate
we got to run.
A nice job.
Phone number and email real quick.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin at WCCOtech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve.
All right, Doug, always good. We will talk to you next week. It is Tech Talk here on News Talk, K3OWCCO, and it's always available in podcast form at the website, News and Weather. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.